We start the show today with news breaking on EWN this morning that the iPad head, Jennifer Ntlatseng, has registered a criminal case against the National Police Commissioner, Kehla Sithole, for failing to cooperate with its investigation into the murder of organized crime investigator Charles Kinnear, who we know was shot dead in September 2020 outside his Bishop Lavis home in Cape Town. So IPED, from all accounts, has been trying for months, according to these reports, to try and get Kehla Sithole to cooperate with this investigation. So now, after months of trying, they have finally decided to open a criminal case. And all of this coming from leaked letters, EWN breaking that story this morning. And things have been so fraught between the National Commissioner and the Police Minister for months now. Remember, Kehla Sithole had to make representations on why he should not be fired, and he did that. So what is the President waiting for? If he's decided that Kehla Sithole should be the National Commissioner, then we need to have confidence in him. And this is doing us no confidence. So I'd love to hear from you. Do you think this is just politics? Or do you think Kehla Sithole should be fired? Should he be the National Police Commissioner? Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. The Police Minister has now confirmed that he did receive this letter from IPED saying that there has been this refusal to cooperate. So the Ministry has received this info note from IPED. About an hour ago, I spoke to Grace Langer, the IPED spokesperson. She couldn't say much, but have a listen to what she did say. Grace, please tell us about the complaint that has now been lodged by IPED against the National Police Commissioner.
Look, we can only confirm that we have written an info note regarding this matter, which is related to the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Sithole. But unfortunately, we do not want to go into the content. We do not want to discuss the case because of the manner in which this information reached the media. I wish it was a matter which was released by us, then we can discuss it and go to details. But for me to come and discuss the issues which were released by an unknown source, it will be very wrong, and we'll be encouraging the person to continue doing that. So, but then we can confirm that indeed a case is opened. We did open a case against Mr. Sithole, and we confirm that indeed we wrote the letter to Minister regarding these issues, but we cannot go into the details.
So you can't go into anything else around why the complaint was laid or what case it relates to, even if it is about the Charles Kinnear case. There's nothing else that you can say, Grace?
Unfortunately not, because whoever's leaking information will continue to doing that and will be giving them glory. This is not the first incident. I think last month or a month before, I was still talking about the same matter of leakage of information, where Mrs. Kinnear learned about how his husband was killed, what happened to her husband through the media. And it was the same leakage. So now it's another one. We cannot continue communicating with the public and the media via leakage, via unknown and lawful sources. So let us issue our statement, and we'll be able to engage when we are confident that this is what comes from us.
Grace, I respect your position. I understand that. Maybe if I can ask you just a question around process without going into the specifics. So maybe if you can explain the process now, if you've opened this case, if you've written this information note, what happens next?
What will happen when you open a case? The case will obviously be investigated. Whoever is alleged to have committed something will be contacted to get statement and evidence. Then we'll send the case to NPA to decide whether they can take the person to court or not, if it's a criminal case.
And then obviously you would ask the subject of the investigation to comply again and to be interviewed as well, I imagine.
When we investigate, we call everyone involved and the witnesses. So we cannot investigate Mandy and not interview Mandy. Mandy will have to give us reasons why he or she's not complying with 1, 2, 3. And if she says, no, you didn't give me the chance, this is my position, then he or she has to prove. The ball is in the court now.
Okay, Grace, I appreciate there's not much you can say. So I'm thankful that you've come on and clarified that with just a confirmation. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Grace Langer there, the IPED spokesperson, chatting to me a bit earlier on today. Not much you can say, but there is confirmation that this info note has been sent to the minister. The minister has also confirmed it. And by all accounts, if you look at this letter that was leaked to EWN, it does seem that Kehla Sithole is just giving them the runaround. So at what point does this become too much? I suppose that's now, when the info note goes to the minister. I look forward to a response there from the National Commissioner. And also your thoughts on this. Send us a WhatsApp voice note. Do you think we need a new National Commissioner?